two different Hebrew words that have been translated escape. And the word escape here in verse 41 means basically to escape as if by slipperiness, as if you were trying to pick up a bar of soap in a tub of water and it slips out of your hand. The most important part of that definition of that word is that whatever escapes has previously been under the control of the entity that it escapes from. If you're not willing to, you know, come to understand that definition, then you miss some of the really important information in that word, because what this is saying when it says, but these shall escape out of his hand, but this group that escapes from the papacy, one of the things that is clearly identified with this word escape is that these people that are escaping from the papacy at this point have previously been in subjection to the papacy. They've been in his hand. But at the Sunday law in the United States, they escape. And brothers and sisters, those that escape are being contrasted with those that are overthrown, and those that escape, whoever they are, prior to this time period of the Sunday law in the United States, they've been in the hand of the papacy. They've been in subjection. They've been under the influence or spiritual control of the papacy. And the verse goes on to describe who they are. It says, even Edom and Moab and the chief of the children of Ammon. Let me read you something briefly in here to try to explain Edom, Moab, and Ammon. There's several places you can go, but I'm going to look at Selected Messages, Book 3, page 338. It says, each of the ancient prophets spoke less for their own time than for ours, so that their prophesying is in force for us. And then she quotes 1 Corinthians 10:11. Now all these things happened unto them for ensamples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. 1 Peter 1:12. The Bible has accumulated and bound up together its treasures for this last generation. All the great events and solemn transactions of Old Testament history have been and are repeating themselves in the church in these last days. Selected Messages, Book 3, page 338, 339. Brothers and sisters, the ancient prophets spoke more for the end of the world than the times in which they lived. And when you believe and understand that, then you realize that each of the ancient prophets were speaking about the end of the world, and that you have